Okay, so what is Mariella in the Desert all about?
Mariella in the Desert is set in 1951 in Mexico, in the northern desert region of the Sonora Desert. And it follows a family of artists, specifically painters, who have moved away from Mexico City to try to create a sort of artist community in the desert. And things sort of don't go according to plan. And most of the play takes place now years after that move, years after the family moves to the desert. And the patriarch of the family is dying. He has diabetes, which, especially in that time, was a pretty serious disease, and his health is failing. And so Mariela, who is the matriarch of the family, calls back their oldest daughter, Blanca, who has been sort of semi-estranged and living in Mexico City and studying, and she calls her back to the home after a two-year absence by sending her a telegram saying that that the father is dead, even though he's not. So this clever sort of invention brings their daughter back home. After Blanca returns, there are a series of revelations about the family's history that kind of brings some dark secrets to light and help Blanca to understand her family a little bit better. And that understanding furthers her own progression as an artist and as a person.
Okay, right off the bat, just by listening to this story, you need some amazing talent to kind of pull off this story. Can you just talk about the cast?
Yes, the cast is excellent. Some of the best Latino actors, some of the best Spanish-speaking actors, and I think just some of the best actors, period, in the city. Mariela, who is sort of the central role and never leaves the stage in 2 hours, is played by Zulema Clares, and she is a company member at Repertorio Español. She's been in many of their shows, has won several awards, and is recognized as one of the kind of great leading ladies of that company. And she has done an amazing job peeling away the layers of this character. Mariela is a very full, very three-dimensional human being with a lot of very admirable traits and also, you know, her share of shortcomings. And Zulema has done a beautiful job exploring those contours. And Mariela's husband, Jose, which is also a major role, is played by Alfredo Huereca, who is originally from Mexico City, so he does bring that understanding of the culture and of the place. He's also a terrific actor. The daughter Blanca is played by Maria Alan, the rest of the cast is Teresa Yenke, who is Oliva. She is Jose's older sister, and John Pincado plays Adam, Blanca's gringo boyfriend, who is an art history professor, and you know, his arrival in the house also creates a bit of a stir. And then finally, the younger son, Carlos, is played by J.J. Perez, who's also an excellent actor. So, you know, these are all actors that that really bring a lot to the table, have a lot of experience, you know, have worked a lot, both in the city and regionally. So their experience and their depth is definitely a huge boon when tackling such a, you know, it's really a character-driven play and a relationship-driven play. And so they've really been able to shed a lot of light on these characters throughout the rehearsal process and as we head into performances.
Okay, so what was it like to direct this play? What was this journey like for you?
You know, for me, the journey of directing this play began maybe 5 or 6 years ago when I first read it. The play was published in a magazine. I believe the name of the magazine is Theater Forum, and that magazine is published by UCSD in San Diego, which is where I was in grad school at the time. And I read the play, and I just really loved it. There's something about the setting seemed very magical to me. You know, the characters, Mariela as an amazing central figure, And I just really responded to it, and I started pitching it to theaters. And several theaters were interested, but they didn't bite. But at the same time, the play was being produced at other theaters that I didn't necessarily have a relationship with. So the theaters like the Goodman in Chicago and Arena Stage, and most recently Denver Center. And over the 6 years that this play was being produced at these different major regional theaters, Karen Zacharias, the playwright, continued to rewrite and continued to flesh out the story and massage it. And, over the years, I believe the play has just, grown and has become, even more rich and more, solidly constructed and resonant. And, so I kind of came back to the play after not having read it for a while, and I got the new version of it from Karen's agent, and started sharing it with people. And Repertorio Español is a theater I'd worked with recently, and they read it, and they snapped it up. They said, "Yes, we want to do this play." So then finally, after 5 or 6 years of being familiar with this play and knowing it, I got the chance to direct it. And I'd also directed a staged reading of it earlier this year at Two River Theater in Red Bank. And what we did there was a staged reading of the play in the original English, which it was written in, and we also did a reading of the Spanish version, which Karen wrote herself with the same cast. So that staged reading, which was, we had about a week of rehearsals, was a really good chance for me to kind of work on the play with some other people and flesh out some of my ideas about it and kind of learn just from the stage reading and from what the actors brought to the table and their input and then the audience response. That was a great kind of preparation for me as far as getting ready to go into rehearsals for the play.
Okay, considering all the time that you've invested in this, let's just say after a show you're standing outside and someone comes over to you and they tell you that they love the play, what do you think you would want them to say? Like, what do you want the audience to really get out of this play?
I think I want them to get out of it that it's a great story about a woman who sacrifices her own artistic talent and vision for the good of her family, and there are great costs for that sacrifice. Many good things come out of it, but also there is a great cost. And I think what the play really shows you is how difficult it is to be an artist and a mother and a woman, especially in this time and this place, a very specific cultural context, 1950s Mexico. And what I think the play is kind of about is this passing of the torch from Mariela to her daughter. And her daughter, is the next generation, and her daughter has the talent and maybe will have the opportunity to express that talent and to share it with the world, and I think that's really the main action of the play. Blanca comes home, she's sort of artistically blocked, and as she learns the truth about who her mother really is and how her mother is really this great artist, that kind of propels her to the next stage of her artistic journey. So it really is kind of that's sort of the center of the story for me.
Okay, let's just talk about your theater company. How they play a part in all of this?
Repertorio Español has been in New York for 40 years. They've been producing theater in Spanish for 4 decades. I started working with them in 2004. I had a directing fellowship there, and I directed a play called Bohemian Lights. And then 5 years later, after I'd gone off to graduate school and returned to New York, they offered me a directing residency, which basically meant they kind of made a commitment to working with me over the course of 2 or 3 years and giving me 2 or 3 productions over that time. So that's great because it's provided kind of an artistic home for me, knowing that they support my work and that you know, that they want to continue that relationship. They also have a kind of ensemble acting company, you know, that they pull from heavily. So some of these actors are actors I've worked with before in the company, and that kind of is always helpful to the collaborative process, having that kind of history of having worked with people. And then, you know, I think the production staff and the administrative staff at the theater are also incredibly committed and dedicated and hardworking. And, you know, it's not easy to produce theater, and it's that much harder to produce it in Spanish in New York City. But this theater has an amazing audience, you know, that follows them very closely. And the theater company really knows its audience well and knows what they will respond to. So when they agree to do this play, you know, it's because they're confident it will connect with their audience, and that their audience will respond. So it's really good knowing that they have that they have that kind of relationship with their audience, and you know, their audience will go on this journey with us.